Time now for the latest World Sport from the BBC with me, Adi Adedoyin. Coming up, Fulham reached the Europa League quarterfinals in stunning style.
Dempsey, chipped to the far corner. Oh, my goodness me! That is a quite stunning goal from Clint Dempsey. Into the box. He's dinked the lob in. He's chipped the keeper.
We round up all the night's action. Paris Saint-Germain receives a stark warning after the death of one of their supporters, and will also be live in Wellington for the latest and the first test between New Zealand and Australia. But we start with football, and the quarter-final lineup for the Europa League is complete. There were goals aplenty as the newly formatted UEFA Cup reached its latter stages. Mark Crossley joins me in the studio. And Mark, it was quite an incredible night of action.
That's right, Addy. It certainly was. 34 goals in total this evening, more of which to come. Let's start at Craven Cottage, though, where arguably the story of the night unfolded in dramatic fashion. Fulham had a mountain to climb as they went behind after just 2 minutes to a David Trezeguet goal as Juventus went 1-0 up on the night and 4-1 up on aggregate. The two goals from Zoltan Gira and one each from Bobby Zamora and Clint Dempsey turned the tie on its head as they won 5-4 over the two legs against Juve's nine men. Fabio Cannavaro and Jonathan Zabina were both sent off for the Italians. Maybe somewhat surprisingly, the Fulham manager Roy Hodgson isn't sure that it's the best performance he's ever seen from his team.
Well, it will be dubbed that, but I've been very lucky. I think I've seen quite a lot of good performances from this team during the time I've been here, and they constantly surprise me. You know, we had a lot of, you know, senior players missing tonight, and players that people, I think, experts would say, you're going to miss this player and you're not going to have a chance against a team of Juventus' calibre without this player or that player. And yet the ones that we put in did so well. Once again, we've seen an outstanding performance from Zamora and Guerra as the two front players.
There was as much drama in Germany as a David Villa hat-trick and one from Juan Mata sent Valencia through on away goals as they drew 4-4 with Werder Bremen, 5-5 on aggregate. Hugo Almeida, Torsten Frings, Marco Marin and Claudio Pizarro all scoring for the Germans. Hamburg had the added incentive of the final being played at their own stadium. That dream is still alive after a thrilling 4-3 defeat away at Anderlecht, but they came through 6-5 on aggregate. All eyes were on Anfield as Liverpool went in search of their last hope of silverware this season. They had to try to turn around a 1-0 first leg deficit against the French side Lille, and two goals from Fernando Torres and a Steven Gerrard penalty kept those hopes intact as they won 3-0 on the night. Sporting Lisbon managed to hold Atletico Madrid to a goalless draw in Spain after last week's first leg, despite being reduced to nine men then. That wasn't the case in Portugal tonight, where the Argentine striker Sergio Aguero scored twice for Atletico as it finished 2-2, the Spaniards going through on the away goals rule. Diomerci Mbakani scored for Standard Liège as they beat Panathinaikos 1-0 in Belgium. They went through 4-1 on aggregate. Alan Kardec's injury time winner gave Benfica a 2-1 win in France. They went through against Marseille, who had last week's goal-scoring hero Hatem Ben Arfa sent off. And finally, the German champions Wolfsburg needed extra time to beat 10-man Rubin Kazan 2-1. They go through 3-2 on aggregate.
Thanks very much, Mark. Mark Crosley reporting. Now, the Liverpool winger Albert Riera has been suspended by the club for his stinging criticism of manager Rafa Benitez. Speaking on Radio Marca in Spain, the Spanish international described the club as a sinking ship and revealed that Benitez doesn't speak to him, adding that his dialogue with the players is practically nil. Well, Riera has been fined 2 weeks' wages and told not to return to the club's training ground until Monday. It means he'll miss Liverpool's match against Manchester United over the weekend in the English Premier League, and his future at the club is also uncertain. Well, the former Liverpool midfielder Dietmar Hamann hopes the whole issue doesn't prove too much of a distraction.
Not all is lost. They have a massive 8 or 10 weeks ahead of them, and it's all to play for. And you know, what they need now, they have to stick together. And the last thing they need is these comments in the press and in the papers, in the radio now. They have to stick together now. They can still win the Europa League. They can still finish fourth.
Barcelona and Manchester United have emerged as clear favourites to win through to another meeting in the final of the European Champions League after comprehensive wins in the last 16. The quarter-final draw will be made at UEFA headquarters in Switzerland on Friday. The BBC's Tom Bartlett assesses the prospects.
The defending champions Barcelona, with Lionel Messi mesmerising opponents at will, are without question the team to beat, and wrestling the trophy from the Nou Camp this season will be an arduous task. Manchester United impressed in their win over AC Milan, and with Wayne Rooney in the form of his life, Old Trafford stands to be a difficult place to visit. Inter Milan and Bayern Munich could be the biggest threat to the top two, but Lyon and Bordeaux will be buoyed by their progression to this stage. As for Russia's representative, no one is likely to welcome a trip to Moscow to face CSKA, although Barcelona's Thierry Henry might not mind if he gets his wish. He told the BBC as he looks down the list of quarter-finalists, there's one club in particular he's desperate to avoid.
There was one team I don't want to play, will be Arsenal, because of my affinities there and, you know, the love that I have for the club. But after that, you know, it's you can never tell, and, you know, it's not like I don't want them or I want them. It will be a loss of respect for me to say that.
So, two teams from England, two from France, and one each from Spain, Italy, Germany and Russia. If we needed reminding this was a truly European competition, the cross-section of representation in the last eight is surely it.
One of the leading football clubs in France, Paris Saint-Germain, has been warned by the country's sports minister that its future will be in jeopardy if it fails to eradicate the hooligan element from its fan base. The comments follow the death of a PSG supporter who'd been in a coma since being beaten up by fellow fans during clashes with rivals Marseille before a league game last month. Xavier Revoir is a journalist from France Football magazine. He explains the background to the rival factions within Paris Saint-Germain.
You have two men stand at the Parc des Princes where PSG play, Boulogne on one side and Auteuil on the other side. Auteuil is made of people from various communities, such as the Armenian or the Jewish community, but also people from the outside of Paris, mostly from North African extraction. So it's a very mixed population there. Some of those people are also driven by hate and violence. On the other side, you've got a group of extremists, mostly from the far right, and those two sets of supporters would fight until death, and that's what happened surrounding the game against Marseille in Paris, even though the Marseille supporters were not there.
To cricket now, and the first test between New Zealand and Australia is underway in Wellington. Australia won the toss and elected to bat first, but the hosts have made an early breakthrough. We can cross live to the Basin Reserve and get the latest from Brian Waddle.
Well, a positive start by the Australians. We've seen them go through to 41 for one, but that early breakthrough, the wicket of Philip Hughes, who was caught behind by McCullum from the bowling of Brent Arnell in just his first over in Test cricket, having been brought in as a new cap into the New Zealand side. In fact, he's one of two new caps. Ryan Harris is also playing his first Test for Australia. But Australia won the toss in ideal conditions, just a light northerly breeze, perfect batting conditions, the sun shining, good crowd in attendance, and they've made that positive start with 41 runs on the board. Hughes was out for 20. Ponting is 11. Katic, as usual, is sedate in his progress. He's on 8. And 41 for 1. Australia batting first in the Test match at the Basin Reserve.
Thanks very much. Brian Waddle reports in there. Now to boxing here on the BBC World Service. And Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Shane Mosley have agreed to Olympic-style drug testing for their upcoming bout on the 1st of May. It means that both fighters will be subjected to random blood and urine tests prior to and after the bout with no advance warning. Negotiations for Mayweather's proposed bout with Manny Pacquiao broke down because the Filipino star wouldn't agree to blood testing in the 30 days prior to the bout. And before we go, there's just time to bring you up to date with our top story here on the BBC World Service. A reminder that Fulham, Atletico Madrid, Hamburg, Standard Liège, Liverpool, Valencia and Benfica are all through to the quarterfinals of the Europa Cup. You can get more on that story on our website. That's bbcworldservice.com. And just to remind you as well that Barcelona and Manchester United have emerged as strong favourites for the European Champions League. The draw for the quarterfinals there will be made on Friday in Zurich. And that's the latest world sport from the BBC.